Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky, and football season is here. And you know what that means. It means Baldy, Brian Baldinger, every Tuesday, 7:30, all season long. Now back to Steiny and Goo. Yo, Steiny, get off the fence, Humpty Dumpty, and start spitting some of that real, real.
That real, real. Oh, boy. JoJo, that real, real.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah, that's my player partner, Shasky.
I may have found something out in the last couple days that I thought was normal behavior, but maybe it isn't.
Be careful.
So, yeah, that's the holiday season. We all are.
That was a slapper.
Giving gifts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm certainly not the only one that. I always buy a gift for myself.
Oh, I got my hand up.
Yeah.
Kenny, do you do it? Don't front.
I actually did it this year.
What'd you get?
I bought myself a Marino jersey.
I think you have to do that. That's not selfish.
I felt great about it, too.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I was like, yeah, I'm doing this. She's like,
work hard.
Yeah, I take it to the next level. Like, I'll go online, I'll order something, and then I'll address a note to myself. So that when I get it,
You do it in advance?
Yeah, like, for example, a week ago, I ordered a case of Yingling beer because you can't get it out here, but you can get it shipped out here. So I ordered a case of Yingling, and when I was ordering it on the website, you know, it gives you a little place to put a message, and I said, Steiny, come
on. This is great.
Merry Christmas. You've had a great year. Don't be too hard on yourself. Enjoy the Yingling. Continue doing what you're doing.
I'm not mad at you.
Merry Christmas, Steiny.
Yeah. Seriously. Fun. I love that. That's what you and Banyas had bet, right? A case of Yingling.
That's what he was going to give me. I lost that bet.
So did you?
Well, yeah, I paid.
Okay. It. But listen, I'm not in your pockets. How much is a case of?
Well, it's interesting. It's going
to
sound.
Close to a C note?
It's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And on the hand. Yeah,
that's gotta be some good beer.
It's about 100, but
the shipment, I'm assuming, because it's not that expensive.
Oh, okay. That's where I'm going. Okay.
I mean, the funny thing is, 100 for a case of beer. You're like, oh my god, that's a lot. And then you're like, it's $4 a beer at a bar. It'd be the best bargain you could get.
So did you receive it already?
Oh yeah, I got it. I had one last night
and read the note. Huh?
Yeah, look at
my man.
Read the note.
That's pretty good
for sure. For sure. Hey, what'd you make of DK Metcalf? Did you see that?
Yeah, I think he'll get fined. I don't know what he was thinking. He wasn't thinking, frustrated. But that dude's a big dude, man. He's at T.O. mode, him and A.J. Brown. But anyway, If I were that fan, I would have laid on my seat and said, come take me out with a stretcher, and I'd probably have a check by Thursday. Man, what are you doing, son?
It's funny. I'm pretty sure that I saw originally that. Well, I saw originally the headline said punched, and then I looked this morning and the headline said shoved.
Yeah.
And I was like, it is.
Yeah. Boy, I would have been my neck and my back. Come get me. I can't. Study my spine. It's spinal. And I'm telling you, man. That dude or girl's. Was it man or woman?
I think it was a man.
They're going to get some pay. He's going to get a check.
I'd like to think if it was a woman, he wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
You know. Cool. You were not here on Friday. You unfortunately were attending a funeral.
Yeah. Mr. Starr.
And I was talking to Evan about how we were kind of glad you weren't in on Friday. That was a tough loss.
So the truth finally has come out.
No,
wow.
No, because we've been talking to you about you've been taking some of this Warrior season very hard.
Tough week for me last week.
Yes.
Though.
And Friday would have been brutal. Friday would have been brutal for you. Seeing him lose at the buzzer. Again.
Or seeing Jimmy try to guard Devin Booker in the he looked like a beep beep and just raised up, and man, that was a bad loss, man. But they won.
They came back Saturday and won.
Okay.
They came back Saturday and won.
All right.
And
I'm feeling better, man.
It was a big, big game for Will Richard, who hadn't been playing. So Steve Kerr now has more decisions to make.
Unbelievable performance, Will Richard, coming off of an extended time not in the rotation, the way that he played, not just the scoring, but just his presence all over the floor. You know, GP defensively, BP, big rebound at the end of the game. You know, Trace getting extended time. So, Gee, fourth quarter, you know, just getting his number called and being ready. It's not ideal. You want to, you know, continue to find that consistency, but the idea of, you know, everybody being ready to play is huge. Because you're still, you know, in a fight to get some momentum this year.
All right, so that was Steph Curry talking about, you know, what happened on Saturday night, and as he's running down the list of guys who produced for the Warriors, I can't help but think, okay, well, who's playing tonight? Because obviously you had Gary Payton II in for big stretches late. You know, obviously, Will Richard played in that game a lot of minutes. He hadn't been playing. Santos didn't play at all, then plays in the fourth quarter. I have no idea what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, and I don't like that at all. And I get, you know, Steve Kerr is going to reward guys as they play, but that means that, you know, each night you don't know who the others are going to be around, Dre, Steph, and Jimmy, but I just told you last week when it was announced Richard was not starting, it wasn't even personal with Will Richard, but he's been a positive for a rookie. So that's what had me going crazy and losing my wit's end. And I would ask you right now, Stoney, should Will Richard not be penciled in the starting lineup tonight, a game after basically doing what everybody's talked about on this team, staying ready and making some big-ass plays and doing what we saw him do early?
Well, the big news on Saturday is Buddy Hield didn't play.
Yeah.
So he took Buddy Hield out of the rotation, which gave Richard that runway. And it'd be hard for me to believe that he's going to go back to Hield tonight after that game from Will Richard. But the question then becomes, what does this mean for Hield moving forward? And it might just mean that he's going to start stacking some DNPs.
Yes, temporary, right?
Till when? But if you know, this is the thing. Will Richard now has the next crack at being a player who stays in the rotation. You know, if he can follow up that game on Saturday with some more productive ball games, then he's got to be entrenched in the rotation. I feel like that's what Steve Kerr's trying to do. And if somebody's going to go take it, then the only thing left for him to do is reward him with a consistent place in the rotation. So I think
which he had already solidified.
Yeah. So when I look at Will Richard, I mean, I don't know. Does Steve Kerr need him to put together two or three more good games back to back, and then it'll just lock in for him? Or does he play Will Richard tonight? And if Will Richard doesn't play as well as he played on Saturday, what's that going to mean for Christmas against the Mavericks? You know, he's still...
I just hate the uncertainty, but go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that, but it looks like he's trying to cut down the rotation with Buddy Hield. And I don't know if Spencer was available or not Saturday, but... you know, I mean, they played with pace on Saturday. And the question becomes, how much does that have to do with the fact that Draymond Green got ejected?
That's a $1 million question that we'll really never have the answer to unless, you know, Draymond misses the season. But you're right. The roof did not fall in at Chase when he went out. And I'm just telling you what I feel, Steiny. It just looks like offensively the ball moves more than just watching Dre look for Steph. And, you know, guys take advantage of their opportunities. But I will say this to any Warrior, and specifically right now, Buddy Hield, don't hang your head, because Steve Kerr's coming up roses when he benches somebody, lets them sit even if you agree with it or not. Then when they come back, I don't know why, Stoney, but to me, outside of Kuminga, it feels like who missed the game due to a sickness. But it just feels like they come up roses. So I would have Will Richard back in the starting lineup, you know, for tonight's game, because I'm done trying to predict what Kerr and the coaching staff's going to do for a week or even 2 weeks. You know, it's kind of you're getting rewarded as you go.
Well, Al Horford's out, so Soccer. he won't have Horford to go to. Let's say he decides Buddy Hield won't play tonight. I don't know what's going on with Spencer, but you know, Santos came out of nowhere on Saturday and gave him some minutes with Draymond not being available.
He's been kind of doing that, Steiny.
I know it.
Hit a three. I was like, okay, he's not hesitating. And when he gets the ball down low, just me, you're going to laugh, Steiny. He goes up fast. He goes up fast. Like, you know, like you get it, you go up with it. There's no fiddle-faddling or trying to – just he goes up with it, man, and I just like his activity. I like that's what Guy Santos to me. He's active, Steiny.
Yeah, this is. What'd you think of Draymond's ejection?
Again, in my mind and where I was watching the game, I thought it was an accumulation of y'all got to leave my dude alone, and he went in and felt like the team needed that kind of demonstration of emotion. So I thought it was an A+ in regard to. Yeah, Dre, that's how you designed it, because usually I'm on his neck like, man, Dre, what are you doing leaving it? But, Steiny, I felt like somebody, and listening to you for the brief moment that I did, you and Evan Friday, he checked that box for me of sending not just the other team, but his team a message, and I thought they rallied behind that.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
This is Steve Kerr on what he thought of it.
I thought it was weak. I mean, he was yelling at the refs, so he definitely deserved one. But then, you know, he's walking to the bench and he yells something and the second technical. I mean, we just saw a guy on their team literally punch Steph in the stomach and the other night. Premeditated, punches him in the stomach, no ejection for that. And then, you know, two nights later, you know, the refs got upset with some words from Draymond. I totally disagreed, and that's why I got my check, because I was furious that they booted him out just like that so easily.
I mean, I saw it different, of course, yeah. I guess.
Give it to us.
Well, for example, he should have gotten a T for taunting.
Oh, all right.
That's the first T that should have come when Gillespie's on the ground.
I saw
and
that.
He's hunched over him.
But it is Dre, Steiny. He's got some leeway.
Yeah, but okay, that's boom. That's your little T.
All right, okay. That.
And then you're running up the court. Yak him, and you push him from behind, and it looks like a shove and an extension of an arm. Boop, that's another one. Night-night.
Well, I'll tell you this. He is the master or maestro of being an agitator, and it's going to take him to the Hall of Fame. And who I would put in that same class, and I'd love to have a one-on-one conversation with Dre off air, off the record, Steiny, I'm loving what I'm seeing from Dillon Brooks, because Dillon Brooks is playing like I believe Draymond used to play back 15, 16, early on Draymond. So I think stuff like that, and I won't call them goons because that doesn't give them enough love. But what Dre does in regard to being an antagonist is beautiful. And I've seen it work and take guys out of their game. I'm watching Dylan Brooks. As much as you hate him, I respect him. But Steiny, he did push the dude in the back. So I just thought he was being frisky because he did of what happened Thursday night too, to Steph. So do you think I'm on the Disney Channel with that? Because it sounded like Kerr was.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I didn't make any connection between what Draymond did
and Steph
and what happened to Steph the night before.
Yeah,
what, I did. Connor that. Gillespie? Why would you go after Connor Gillespie? He went after Gillespie.
Well, he felt
is
like
it Connor?
The whole-
Yeah. By the way, because Connor Gillespie's the giant. It's somebody else.
That is Colin.
Anyway, yeah. I'll just use his last name.
C-O-L-I-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, why would he go?
But I felt like Gillespie Bob was saying it on the broadcast, Donnie, the whole Suns are just fouling, hitting Steph Curry too much.
Well, then so why didn't would you have go to after be Gillespie?
No, he's in a Sun jersey. At that point, it's home.
He didn't. I don't think he... I think Draymond just got frustrated. And I don't know why, because he blocked the dude.
And they got then better
he,
when
then
he left.
Then he got in his face.
Yeah.
And then he made contact with him.
And when he gets hot, just watch out, man.
This should bother you.
Yeah, Stoddy, and am I wrong? The team got some momentum after that.
Exactly.
But you're saying from the standpoint of no Dre.
No, I'm not going to say they won the game because Draymond got ejected, but... We've got to stop thinking that everything falls apart when he's not on the court.
Well, I've been
that's
long
not
been
the case
that
any. That's I'm not the a, case hey, anymore.
Yeah, hello. You don't got to convince me.
So, I mean, if Steve Kerr is putting everything on the table, and Draymond Green just gets kicked out of a game where he only plays 8 minutes, and you guys play pretty well with him being absent, and let me make sure that people don't. Take this the wrong way. Nobody's saying they're better without Draymond Green, but maybe they played better without Draymond Green on Saturday than they've been playing with Draymond Green up until that point.
Yeah, a lot of people in the chat are saying what pick on Booker or go with Brooks. I'm normally that guy. I just thought it was somebody too much was going on.
Yeah, I just didn't make a connection between what Draymond did and what had happened two nights before.
Because, okay, but what about go ahead.
Because what did he do? He didn't really do anything except like push.
But he got through out the game and let his team know subliminally to me, Stoney, like this ain't good enough. Let's go. And that's what I thought that was like a reset. I'm serious. That's just how I am, man. I thought that was premeditated and it was perfectly done. He gets thrown out, and then the momentum, the energy, I just felt like the Warriors came to life.
I'm not going that far. And I'm also not going as far as to say like he was doing it on purpose from Saturday.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. I don't. I think he was offended that Gillespie actually tried to score on him. He blocked the shot. He made sure to tell Gillespie he shouldn't have come in there. And then Gillespie was like, dude, chill out, relax, dude, just chill out. And Draymond
he didn't want that
had
smoke.
To do what Draymond does. And this time it didn't cost the Warriors. Let's go to Hunter in the Sunset. Hey, Hunter, how you doing? Hunter in the Sunset, what's going on, man? No Hunter. Okay. I mean,
bad weather out here.
The other thing is, you know, who did Draymond Green's ejection open the door for in that game? I mean, I don't... Like, there's a trickle effect, so maybe it had something to do with Will Richard getting the minutes, moving Butler up one in the number game, moving him to four or whatever. I don't know, but Will Richard played extremely well, made every shot he took except one, which I don't think that should be a shot, by the way.
You don't think so?
No.
I'll tell you what, though, who I'm seeing a lot more of, Steiny, and I'm not mad at it. You tell me what you think. And we'll get into D'Anthony Melton. He only played 16 minutes, but TJD's been getting some run.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more than he had been. What are you seeing from the big guy? Our version of our big guy. 7 rebounds. You know, he's definitely we're not smaller with him in there. How about that? I just like him out there for his size in a Warrior jersey. But I'm sure he benefited from Dre not being on there.
Yeah, the other like if a guy gets stripped, I always thought that was a steal. Now they're giving a guy a block, and I guess if they determine
that is so.
I mean, you don't even.
If you order a pork chop, it's really a hamburger.
You know what that means, don't you?
No.
If they're calling strips blocks instead of steals, well, I just moved up the block shots leader on the Franklin and Marshall College all-time list.
Give it, man, let us know.
I thought those were steals when you stripped a guy. But that they stripped Richard on that fast break, and they gave Booker a block. And Richard, a shot attempt.
Could you imagine the fallout and the feelings or the vibes in the Bay this morning or even yesterday before the Niners play at Indy on Monday Night Football? Had they blown that game after everything that had gone on? And when that ball was in the air by Gillespie, I said there's – because Phoenix was coming. I mean, what was going on that last 5-6 minutes? They were playing lockdown defense, and the Warriors like couldn't even make a pass, it felt like. And here you go with that three, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This will be a nightmare. But they staved it off.
And they turned it over a lot again. They got away with it. They got away with it. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
Our man.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys, and welcome back, Goo.
Right on. Happy holiday. Thank you so much, man.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely, sir. First of all, I want to say that Spencer did play Saturday night, okay?
Oh, that's and, right. Thank you.
So he,
My
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, he got in there for a little bit. Now, the Draymond thing, if you notice with Draymond, and I've said this once before, and I didn't bite my tongue, he's a bully and a coward, okay? He only pushes little guys up front. The big guys like Gobert, he jumps from behind. The guy from San Diego, he stomps him when he's on the ground. Draymond does not confront. Why didn't he confront Dylan Brooks head on? Draymond doesn't do that. You know, so if you take a look at the chronicle of Draymond, it's always from behind or on the ground or kick somebody between the legs, you know? So Draymond to me is a typical bully with his sleeve rolled up, you know, under one arm talking stuff. That's all he is, and the league knows that. Now, I also say they definitely play better when Draymond is not on the court. Mm. The ball moves around a lot more. It really does. Draymond has gotten to the point where he's actually more of a negative than a positive because he's a zero on offense. He's not a great rebounder. Yeah, occasionally he still can do the defensive things, but he's actually costing more points than he's given on the other end because of all the turnovers. So I think someone else can, at this stage of the game, Draymond should be coming off the bench. I don't think he starts for any other team in the NBA. That's just my take.
Appreciate you, Coach. I think a lot of fans
are there. Always come strong, but
I'm there with Draymond.
No, I'm with you, but this is where I get off the bus. They aren't there, the organization. And that means everything. It's what we watch. It's what they decide. But I'm with you. We can't ignore it, man. The ball pop, pop, pops, and whoever's filling in for him, most times Steiny has a little more offensive game to themselves. I mean, that opens up everything to me.
I mean, in a crazy kind of way, and Warrior fans can disagree with me if they want, but like in tonight's game, I'd rather see Kuminga play and Draymond not play than Draymond play and Kuminga not play. I was thinking after Draymond got ejected on Saturday.
Right.
That would have been a good time to see Kuminga.
Yeah, he was out ill.
Play. I know.
I was mad.
I know. And I don't know if he's going to be back available in time tonight or not. But, you know, I want to start seeing Kuminga play a little more with Jimmy Butler because I don't feel like Draymond Green anymore is in a position to demand 30 minutes a game. And it's nothing drastic, but I'd bump him down between 20 and 25 minutes a game.
That's interesting. I'll say this about Jimmy Butler. Somebody must have sent that audio to him of us having a discussion about him and me wanting him to be more offensive. Steiny, 21 field goal attempts in 35 minutes. My man was balling, man.
Yeah. And now we see what he does tonight. And then we see what he does against Dallas, because he does look like he was more engaged the last few nights.
Are you going home after the show?
No.
Okay. You're staying here to go to the game?
Yeah, but it's raining.
Well, when do you sit outside? You go to your venue, you're indoors, you'll be fine.
Because I like to walk around the city.
All right, I got it.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, Guru and I are blessed to each have three kids, all healthy.
Facts.
But we got another guy running around in here that is kind of our adopted son.
Yeah, right.
Evan Giddings.
Yes, sir.
And Evan's not here today. He's normally our producer.
He's here in spirit.
Evan will be broadcasting. He will be doing play-by-play tonight for the Warriors Magic game. So Evan will be doing his first ever NBA game tonight, right here on 95.7 The Game.
That mother Evan. It's incredible.
You know, it got me to thinking, Goo. You know, at first I was like, oh, that's cool, Evan. And then I was thinking, no. It's a little more than cool because, like I said, there's only
30.
A TV crew and a radio crew for 30 teams. That's it. And so this qualifies as a big break. This is his big break.
Then right? No doubt about it. What did I ask you during the break?
So then Goo says, anything like this ever happened to you? And I thought, well, I'll answer that in a second, but what's the biggest break you all ever got?
Wow. Mine would be the lucky break.
Was it really?
Like, yeah.
Nothing?
But I don't think this was supposed to be destined you know, they just had to let me come on a couple Sunday nights, and that would have fulfilled the obligation.
Right.
But I got to say, there's no doubt my mind, Stoney, I've been blessed. The lucky break, you can Google it, has been my big break to have me as your partner. So I've said this real quick to Evan in front of Tim Roy. I tried to take credit last night, sending you guys a text that read, when we were at Pier 39, Evan and I, he was in for you, and we were doing the Warriors show. I asked, you know, Tim, the great Tim Roy, right there on the spot, Evan's aspirations, and what advice would you give him? And he said, read all you be, right, as versed as you. That just still stayed with me. So I'm just telling you, Stoney, damn, nobody can take this moment away from him. Like, no. It's on wax.
No.
And
we'll be joined by Evan Giddings in an hour.
Yeah.
12:30.
Yay. He's got to be nervous, like bats in his stomach.
I don't think. He's not gonna have a good broadcast tonight, I don't think. Shut up. It's such a tough debut for him.
This is incredible. He'll be with Tolbert too, right?
I would assume.
So he'll have company.
The great Tolbert.
I'm happy for him. Because I've told you, I don't want to jinx him. Stoney, I feel like he's 18 in the business he's trying to crack in regard to being a pro play-by-play guy. Because guys don't just retire at 50. They'll go down, you know. So I'm like, this is Ken. It's incredible.
You guys realize he's done a million basketball games for St. Mary's, right?
Not like this.
Not the Warriors.
He's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, okay. That part, I'm with you.
Going to be fine. But the juices are going to be
fine. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This is the Apollo, Ken. St. Mary's is nice.
Yeah, but no, I think this is MSG.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Chase.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, I mean, I don't want to make a big deal. It could make or break his entire career tonight,
dude,
if you think about it. One gaffe tonight.
No. And I got to give the Niners credit. We talk about it. Papa will be back for these last two broadcasts. But while he was out, they did rotation with guys I wasn't too familiar with, for people that are not familiar with Evan. And I'm sure, you know, those were opportunities of a lifetime. But I'm such a nerd. I wanted to, and I was going to wait till I see him. Like, what time of day was it when whoever called him to say, hey, you're in?
Probably.
Mahegan?
Well, when did he tell us?
I think it was like 12:30.
Yeah.
At an afternoon yesterday. But I'm juiced for him. But have you ever gotten a break like that? Yeah, you got the reporter job for the Warriors. You didn't have experience. Evan's got it.
That was just more like a promotion.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, promotion. I wouldn't call it a break. I earned it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, if I could give Evan one piece of advice, and I will at 12:30.
Don't mess up.
No. You know what he's got to do? You know what he's got to do? He's got to talk himself into it being a St. Mary's game. He can't try to do too much.
Okay.
You know
what I mean? Throw it off the backboard, behind the back.
We've heard enough of Evan that his work stands on its own. Like, he doesn't need to go in there and try to hit a grand slam. Just be EG, baby. Yeah. Just be EG.
But there's, listen to him. Now, you tell me if I'm giving Evan the right advice here. I'm hearing what you're saying, and this might be the same, just the Union City version. There's many facets to his personality, and I would like them all on display.
Well, like, not a couple of them.
What? Yeah. You know what I mean, Stoney. The dude's great and dynamic. Give me all the Evan. Give me some ownership Evan too. If the people in the know what I mean. Like, I can't wait, man. Sorry, Fitz and Kalina. You will not. I'll be listening, watching.
I think I'll be in the arena.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll listen on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Yeah. You got your earbuds or your AirPods? Tell your daughters to bring them.
They're at home.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, tell your kids to bring them. Dude, I'm juiced for them.
What are you going to say about it? Oh, I mean.
Talk to me, man.
Here's the one. Did he really need to take the day off?
Hell yes, to prep.
What, then Suggs is out and Wagner's out.
What are you?
He's watched every Warrior game start to finish.
This is why you're the only one that didn't reply to the reply all email on congrats.
I know.
I'm waiting for Steiny. You're just not that guy.
I did it individually.
Okay, but it hits different when...
I don't...
Basketball doesn't work that way.
I'm like, where's my guy Steiny at? Damn it. I know you sent him something on the side. But anyway,
I
can't wait.
I sent him just a regular old
I mean, is he eating, working out? What are you doing with the anxiety? Eminem said he got a great song. You got one chance. Palms get sweaty. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't know. I don't know what his pregame routine is. I don't know anything about it. I would stick to that pregame routine, treat it like a St. Mary's game, and go to work.
I hate to do
no
this.
No gimmicks.
Because he is our adopted son. Brother, does he act different tomorrow when we see him? No, chest
that's
out a little.
That's a great question.
He probably
head
will.
A little bit. I'm just saying.
He probably will.
We'll be able to notice, E.
Put it this way. If there's a day you don't want to take off, it's probably tomorrow. Evan will come in
gotta
here.
Take a light, man.
Can I read this text to you from Squirt?
Of course.
Okay. This was about your Draymond take. Green's ejection was weak. Going after a 6-foot guard. Should have fouled the hell out of Brooks. I mean, hammered him. Draw blood. Green is a fake tough guy bully. I mean, give Brooks an elbow when he came out the locker room. And that's how you have 30s back. So now you guys got me thinking nobody went after Brooks.
No.
But the Warriors aren't insecure. They know who they are. They don't got to prove nothing to know. But you're Snotty, when you said it as we headed to Mr. Stark's funeral, what? Brooks should have been on alert and scared like prison ball that somebody was going to come after him.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I didn't say
they should hurt him. I just said,
nobody said
you
that.
Can't let him come in here like it's in just a normal game.
And had that 3 fail, that would have been sickening.
This is Super Chat, $5 from Prev is Daniel TV 8443. Jimmy said,
good Lord,
that the last 2 games, the ball was in his hands and the spacing was better for him to attack.
Ooh.
Maybe he and Draymond don't fit.
I mean, that's not a basketball, like, blow you away. You know, if you watch the game and what's happening, that might have a lot to do with what's happening or what's not happening. But
yeah,
again, I'm Draymond and I'm driving around listening, taking my daughter to go Christmas
shopping.
Yeah,
let's say he's listening. What's up, Dre? How you doing, buddy?
What are we really saying, though, as a fan base?
Okay. You want me to tell him?
Yeah.
Hey, Dre, listen.
Help me out, yeah.
And by the way, congratulations, because I think he just had another one a few weeks ago, right?
Congrats, Dre.
So, but Dre, I know you're out there listening, driving around, probably leaving shoot around. Look, nobody's saying they got to get rid of you, and nobody's saying they should trade you. But what we're saying is, you know, maybe instead of playing 30 minutes a night, you only play 22 to 24.
It doesn't feel that way.
Well, but you're getting up there, my main man. And
this should bother you.
I would think that if you play in a little shorter stretches and maybe not as much altogether, you might be able to play with more energy when you're out on the floor. Draymond, I know you're out there. I mean, is that just a ridiculous take?
It's the most ridiculous take I've heard.
Committed to
you know
winning.
What I've done and what I mean to this organization. And the bottom line, Mister,
I didn't really
go get
want
Curry
you to
stuff.
Be him.
Okay, look now,
but you can.
It'll never happen. Just give me that your reaction to.
I think it's
I'm
going.
With you.
I think it will happen this year.
You think we're this year?
Yeah, I think Draymond will come off the bench this year at some point.
Wow,
I don't know for how long, but. It feels like the next logical thing for Steve Kerr to do. I mean, if you're going to, this is the thing. If you're going to kill Steve Kerr because he's holding tryouts, if you're going to kill Steve Kerr because he's 30 games into the year and still trying to figure it out, if you're going to kill Steve Kerr because he doesn't have a set rotation and he's still in the process of making decisions on it, well, then we got to talk about Draymond Green and reducing his minutes and the possibility of him coming off the bench for the sake of the betterment of the team. We've got to find out what works best for the Golden State Warriors. Like, that's what this should be about.
I got a question for you. So before they made that tough decision, before Klay Thompson got up out of here, and these are different circumstances, just think about the calls we would take. The agony in fans' voices that wanted that switch. And think how many bullets they got in front of as an organization, as Steve Kerr said, I'm not doing that. And I bring that up, Stani, is because do you think, where would you mirror where Dre's at compared to where Klay was at, but he still had his starting spot? I don't think they think Dre is anywhere close to where Klay was even before they made that move. Like, Klay, and I love you, he had to really fall off for it to be obvious to everybody, okay, we got to bring him off the bench. I don't think we're there with Dre. If you have a basketball, an astute basketball conversation, an observation, I get it. I'm there. But, Stani, think about what you're asking the once big three, big two now to do, and as Dre come off the bench and admit the reason we're bringing you off the bench is there's been a drop in production.
I mean – hello, welcome to the NBA. Welcome to players getting older. You don't get to play 35 minutes when you're 40 years old if you're not good anymore. And so they got to figure it out with Draymond Green. And the other thing is if figuring out means everything just stays the same, then
which
everything
I think
stays the same.
Yeah.
Okay, and that would be.
And that's by choice, though, Stani.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand how you can have a coach that's basically saying he's trying everything under the sun. Oh, but we're not going to try one thing because we're afraid of a guy. Like that, you can't do that. And Kerr might, if we asked, you know, when Dibley and
Willard
asked Kerr, would you ever consider bringing Draymond Green off the bench?
I could hear his answer now, like, no.
Okay, why not?
He means too much to us. And there's a lot of stuff you guys aren't seeing that's
like
going
what?
On out there.
Now he can be, Kerr. Like what?
Energy, heart, passion.
Okay, those things have all dropped off.
Dude,
seriously.
I can't tell you. Dude, come on, man. I get where you're at, but they're not there yet, and that's what matters.
And I think they're going to get there.
Now, what if I say they only held on to the game because – that lead squandered because Dre wasn't out there. There's two ways to look at it. You know, I can make the argument
they scored 92 points or whatever it was against the Suns on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
They scored 120 on Saturday,
that
right?
That happened.
So.
That happened.
I mean, all I'm saying is the idea, and I've been questioning it for a while, the idea that this team can't function without Draymond is such an insult to the rest of the team. And it's a real big insult, too, I think, to Steph. Because
But is he taking it that way? And that's what I think he's not.
Well, the implication is that Steph needs Draymond. And
remember, you and I got into it when I said I wanted to rip the mics out. Like, that was an insult to the chef. But people back then, it was a year or two ago, were coming down my road. Like, I'm like, no, we're talking about one of the greatest to ever do it in his position, one of the greatest shooters ever. How dare you say Dre? Now, the flip side is 110%.
Well, I mean, look, the bottom line is Draymond Green absolutely has helped Steph Curry over the course of his career.
There's no doubt about it.
He's just...
But he did... Steph would be Steph without Dre.
He's not doing it anymore.
I got you.
Draymond's not doing it anymore as much, clearly. So I don't know why, you know, forget coming off the bench. Why would limiting Draymond Green's minutes to 24 instead of 29? Like, why would that cause a scene with the Warriors?
Ego. And you're sick to me. You're signaling out that the decrease in minutes
is because you're not as good as you once were.
They're not ready to have that conversation, I don't believe.
Well, you know what?
And I know. I know for a fact.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How?
Because the dude at every turn has got his way. They were so afraid to suspend the dude after knocking his teammate in the face, which you'll have to live with forever. I'm bringing up old stuff, but we'll start there. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
But are you surprised at anything else from the organization in regard to Dre after that? Sometimes I talk to my and check myself strong on, I call myself a fool because that happened on their watch. So why would you think they're going to go to him and say, you need to sit down 5 to 8 minutes and let the writers in the Athletic and all the beat talk shows and 95.7 the game just roast you about your reduced role? They're not going to subject him to that. He's bigger than that. And he's earned that, and I can't hate. I'm just telling you what it is.
No player at any level should be guaranteed minutes if they're not deserving of them. It's really that simple. And I see what you're doing here, and you're probably on to something.
Yeah, I don't want to be right.
But I think we're past that.
Mm.
I think we're past that. Let's go to Nick in San Francisco. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I think, Draymond, I think it's kind of the same thing as before, where we're kind of afraid of him, so we don't want to, we don't want to ruffle feathers too hard. And I think Clay had a different, I think the standard was different, because Clay was such a big shooter, such a big performer. And yeah, Dre brings the energy, but Clay's shooting, it fell off a cliff. So, Steve was like, hey man, we got some other good people on the bench. We got to make some moves. Clay took it hard, but it was fine. But Draymond, I think you put him on the bench. I don't know if he's reacted to it before, but I think we need to make some room for a big man with Jimmy Butler and start Will Richard.
Appreciate the call. Yeah. Will Richard's played well enough that if you put him in the starting lineup or you keep him in the starting lineup, nobody's going to say he doesn't deserve it.
And he's a younger, faster, quicker player, Stani.
You know,
not saying he's better than Draymond. I'm just telling you for what you're trying to do.
Well, Draymond can't score 20, tell you that.
Well, and Will Richard
is.
And why does he remind me of Jordan Poole when he hits those threes? I don't know what it is.
So, Super Chat, $5, Prev. Is Daniel TV 8443? It's not a coincidence. Jimmy and Steph work better together without him, meaning Draymond, and the rest of the guys move the ball better. Just saying, the offense is better. Here's what I think's a joke.
I'm hearing that a lot of places, man.
If this is the way we're really dealing with people and what they say and things like that, wasn't it in the last year where Draymond Green was talking about how committed he was to this organization and how he thinks so highly of it that he does think it's his responsibility to say something like, let's not make the Markkanen trade because that'll leave us in a really bad place after we leave. And you know what? I want to leave this place
in
a good spot.
That happened. Wow.
But now you want to leave it in a good spot, but you're not willing to come off the bench? Like, what are we doing?
Man, and you just said something, man. You said Jimmy had more space to operate. You can't tell me that, did I? I saw it.
So Kuminga can be traded on January 15th, and it's December 22nd.
Damn.
And what if Draymond Green is concerned about the future, why wouldn't you go to Draymond Green and say, hey, look, I'm going to start Kuminga for the next 3 weeks. You know it, and I know it. We got to figure out what we're doing with this guy. You're not playing well. You're not scoring. You're not doing much offensively. Mm-hmm. We're going to give Jonathan a crack at it for the next 3 weeks. The timing's perfect. We'll take it up to January 15th. If something happens by then, we'll deal with it. If not, you know, maybe we'll go back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you want to do something good for the organization? Let's give Kuminga one last crack at it here, Draymond. You willing to sacrifice a little bit? I am absolutely positively spitballing here, but the idea that this guy's untouchable and I get it. He might be untouchable in a trade,
all right,
but not for the reason most people think. I don't think he's got a lot of value.
Yeah, and Hubie Brown, or, you know, rest in peace to the great Jerry West. They could walk through that door. And Stani, I don't believe from a basketball standpoint they can make an argument that we're wrong about what we're seeing and what we would like. Like, I'm liking Gui Santos next to Jimmy Butler. There's something there. And I know it's faster. So could anybody just tell us, and even for the fans, the ones that are writing in, that what we want to see and compared to what we're seeing are not like, Stani, I feel like he's dragging the offense down. They know it. He doesn't have to be guarded. So how can the organization kind of – maybe it's headed in that direction. Who knows?
Alan Day Sr. paying $5 for the following super chat. Imagine how far along this franchise would be if Clay was backing up Jordan Poole right now and Draymond backed up Jonathan Kuminga. Remember, Dre was unplayable in the Celtics series.
Dude, I heard Shasky, or it might have been Spadoni, one of them. That happened. Remember that?
Yeah.
That happened.
It absolutely happened. There's no doubt about it. There's one other thing I wanted to get to. Oh, I love this one. These are the fun ones. G4M3F2P says, I hope Draymond keeps the receipts on all the slander. Is it really slanderous to say?
No, it is.
Go from 29 minutes to 24?
If we're keeping it real and we know what we know about Draymond, Stani,
then we're in a clown show. No, we are. If we can't suggest that Draymond Green at 36 years old might want to take a slight reduction in minutes and that's off the table, like, honestly, that's a joke.
But you really are not talking to us. You're talking to the FO over there, Warrior Way. Because they're the one, and you know this.
Do you think they can keep playing like this with Draymond playing like this and just continue to roll like this?
No, I don't.
I don't either. So
I think it's why your record's where you're at.
I think so, too. And, you know,
But you're acting like it's nothing, though.
It's nothing.
No, the process of telling and delivering the news.
Like, you act as though like you're
tell me.
You know, he's going to go to his cache of firearms. I mean,
if Draymond,
you're 36, we're bringing you off the bench. It's not that hard.
Nobody over there to deliver that message, Stani.
So you're
I'm being real.
Do you believe if they thought it was the best thing for the organization, they still wouldn't do it?
No, I know so. We're watching and living it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Stani, the only time they ever did it was the finals when they sat them down a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.